Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about gut microbiome, but we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new affiliates this year. Yay! So excited to have you. And there's been a headline that involves gut microbiome. So for any of my listeners that think I might be getting redundant, I just want to catch everybody up to speed as well as give you some of the new headlines. So we're going to just touch upon really quickly what this gut microbiome is for the next couple minutes. So our intestines and our colons have zillions upon zillions of bacteria and other microbes. And these microbes are there for a reason. They have a purpose. Maybe they help with digestion. Maybe they communicate with the brain. Maybe they help fight infection. But we know we need it. We know that if our microbiome, our gut bacteria, the flora, the inhabitants that we symbiotically live with, right, get disturbed, we suffer. If our microbiome isn't happy, what happens? We might get bloated. We might get diarrhea. We might get constipated. How many of you have ever taken an antibiotic for, let's say, a sore throat or a sinus infection or pneumonia, and then all of a sudden you get diarrhea or your stomach doesn't feel well? Well, because you assaulted and attacked your gut microbiome with the antibiotic as well. And until it's able to regrow and, you know, get its buddies back, it's going to be grumpy. In fact, the gut microbiome is so important that we feel the appendix has a role in the gut microbiome. Everybody says, oh, the appendix is a worthless organ. I never thought that. I don't think God would give us, you know, a body part that is useless. I think there's, you know, I think every part of our body, you know, I mean, even my ovaries, which seem to be just shriveling up right now, I still think they serve a purpose, even if they're there to stop traffic. Who knows? But the appendix is a hollow tube-like appendage that sits in the right area, the right side of the colon, and it houses zillions upon zillions of bacteria. So what we think the appendix does is the right side of the colon is the start of the colon. And so whenever the body starts to go through a change where it loses some of its microbiome, we believe the appendix harbors more of the goods and can release more of the goods. You know, like mommy's purse. When you run out of arcade money, right, mommy had a purse. You go into the purse. You didn't want to make mommy's purse mad. You didn't want to spill anything out of that purse because, boy, would you get the biggest whooping. Well, same thing with appendix. You don't want the appendix to burst. Hey, that could be life-threatening, just like your mama's purse falling down and everything falling out of it. But it always had something in there that you needed. So that's how I look at the appendix. So whenever anybody says the appendix is useless, Dr. Dahlia will go all, you know, mama, get out of my purse mode on you, because I really think the appendix has a role, and that's its role. So now we're being told that a person's gut microbiome may play a role in fighting off coronavirus. And research from the Chinese University of Hong Kong found people suffering with COVID-19 had significantly altered microbiome composition. Now, we discussed this a while back when we talked about COVID clusters, where COVID could affect the lungs, COVID could cause, body aches, it could cause fever, it could cause rash, it could cause more of a respiratory cluster, but it could also cause a GI cluster of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And so we've known that COVID might just make a beeline for one's GI system, but does it also have the ability to alter the microbiome? Or if you just happen to have a microbiome that's a little off, are you more at risk? Remember, we're trying to figure out who is getting the bad COVID disease and who's getting the simple, oh, I had a little cough, I'm good. Well, maybe the answer lies in the microbiome. So separate research from South Korea, according to Daily Mail, found people with a poorly functioning gut are more likely to develop severe COVID-19 because the lack of healthy microbes makes it easier for the virus to infect the cells in the digestive tract. So the team from Hong Kong looked at blood, stool, and patient records from 100 hospital patients with COVID-19. Now, because they were hospital patients, they were more severe, and they looked at their results from February to May from 2020. 27 of these patients had provided samples 30 days after the infection had passed. They collected samples from 78 people that didn't have COVID-19 to compare. And the study found that the gut microbiome may be involved in the magnitude of COVID-19 severity, possibly via modulating host immune responses, meaning the microbiome, the bacteria in the gut could be communicating with the brain and communicating with the immune response signals, either to do huge amounts of it, causing the cytokine storm, or not triggering it to, guys, we have something wrong here, such that the virus has more time to take hold. They said authors found that patients with COVID-19 had depleted levels of several gut bacteria known to modify a person's immune system. So there were evidence of high levels of bacteria like Ruminococcus navus, Ruminococcus torcus, and Bacteriodes dori. Hey, Dory. So there was also Fecal Bacterium prysnitzii and Bifidobacterium bifidum. Wow, I don't think I would want any of those. Well, they might be our microbiomes that we need, the bacteria that we need. They said the changes was endured for at least a month after the virus cleared. So how do you improve your gut? Well, balanced diet. If you just eat carbs and sugar and alcohol, you're not going to have a good, healthy microbiome. But if you eat plants, if you eat, food that has, a lot of, good good vitamins and variety, that helps your microbiome. And you need to stay hydrated. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners, listening out of Bend, Oregon, says that he gets depressed watching TV these days. What do I suggest as a distraction, because he's home, working from home. At least he has a job. TV is depressing. Now, why is TV depressing? Is it because we're sick of it? We've been watching TV for months. We've been watching Netflix and Apple. There's like Apple. I don't know. There's all these new stations we bought, and we only watch like one show on each. Disney Plus. Once The Mandalorian was done, I haven't really been watching Disney Plus. But I noticed, for me, that there's a lot of nostalgia. That a lot of the shows, a lot of life, a lot of the commercials are bringing up nostalgia. So if there's like a Geico commercial. I don't know if you guys know the Geico commercial, and Tag Team from the 90s is on there. You know, like, ooh, there it is. But instead of saying whoop, they're saying scoop, there it is. And they're doing the shakalaka, shakalaka. And okay, there's a song from the 90s. So I'm like dancing to it, you know, and my kids are like, who are they? My tag team. Yeah, and then I'll start singing Salt and Pepper, you know, and then I'll just go back to the 90s, and I love it. I love being taken back. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is the Karate Kid 3.0. They actually make fun of the Karate Kid movies, which is why I like it so much, because it's funny, a little bit self-deprecating. But if you haven't seen Cobra Kai, it is hilarious. It is awesome. And I know one of the stars, Matt Berlini's in there, so I'm like, hey, Matt! He's Pawn Shop Guy. So it's a fun show, and it brings you back. I think it does too much nostalgia. I think there's a little too much fight scenes with 80s music, and I like the 80s music. I think 80s music is some of the best music out there, but sometimes it's a little too cheesy. But again, it's the nostalgia. You know, so for some of us, you know, I really, really like it. And I forget that, you know, my past was good. I mean, I'll remember the bad things that happened in my past, you know, but you just don't fixate it. And sometimes you start to go, but okay, where are those good memories? Where are those good memories? Well, music brings those good memories back. You know, it's interesting. I love the 50s. The 50s music, probably one of my favorite genres. And when I was growing up in the 80s, I was just fascinated with the 50s, probably because of Back to the Future. I love the Back to the Future movie. So I was just, you know, 1955, I would have loved to be in the 50s. I thought the music was great. I thought the clothes were great. I thought the guys looked cool, the greasers. I would have loved growing up in the 1950s. And I thought my mother, who did, would share that same sentiment. And unfortunately, because her brother died in the 50s, you know, she had kind of a rough childhood. No. So I'd be going, Mom, do you remember the song? Do you remember the song? Sometimes I'd see her smile. Sometimes I wouldn't. So music can do that. You know, and for those of you trying to bring back memories, hopefully good ones, you know, I like nostalgia. I think nostalgia can help fight depression. I think bringing back, you know, some of the good memories and some of the things that maybe, you know, gave you a passion or, you know, started to build your ambition or your career choices or, you know, when you fell in love, like that first song, you know, whenever we try to get a couple back together, you know, we will try to bring up, you know, what was your first song? What was your first date? Try to recreate that because, you know, your brain is so powerful and there are memories in there that will just, you know, come out. You need to be careful. You know, you could run into an old boyfriend and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, so you gotta be careful with that. But, you know, try to selectively find the memories of who you're currently with and it might help. But I could see why TV and commercials and things like that could depress you. I mean, you know, you're trying to escape from politics and then all of a sudden you're watching a TV show and it's full of politics. I love Will and Grace. I thought Will and Grace was so well done, but when they came back, again, you couldn't get away from the politics. Same thing with football. I love football, but don't be putting politics into it. That's our escape. So you're gonna have to be selective and hopefully find shows or things that allow you an escape. But why is nostalgia coming back? I don't know if you guys are watching what's happening with CES. CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. It's huge in Las Vegas. This year it's virtual. Still huge, but it's not the big conference and the big money maker that we need here living in Las Vegas. But one thing that's coming back are flip phones. Right? These smartphones that you could open up and flip, the technology is very cool. Twisty video screens, and as we get more CES stuff, I always give you guys some updates on some of the latest, you know, sort of, innovations and things hopefully coming around the bend in tech. You know, I really can't wait for that Star Trek medical wand where you could just, roll the wand over the person and know exactly what they have. The problem is once that exists, you aren't going to need doctors. You know, then anybody could wave the wand. You know, I mean, we doctors, you know, we're like, yeah, more tech, more tech, more tech. Make our jobs easier. We're going to basically be putting ourselves out of jobs. Not yet, hopefully. So nostalgia's coming back. Why is that? Well, it's not anything new. In the 90s, remember a lot of the 70s music came out, right? You know, Gloria Gaynor with, I Will Survive. I remember I was singing that on my friend. My friends had a band. I believe it was named Silk Igloo in medical school. And so they had a band. And so they would play 70s songs. So 70s came back in the 90s. So I'm not surprised that we're going to get some early 2000s or some 90s now. And, in these years. But there's a little bit more of a push for nostalgia. And the reason why is people aren't as excited about the future. Now, some of us are very optimistic and excited about the future. We're like, okay, we're going to knock COVID on its butt. We're going to get our kids back to school. You know, stores are going to reopen. Disneyland's going to reopen. And I think we'll get there. I think it's going to be a long time. I think the economy is going to be sluggish. But I'm very optimistic. I'm just more of an optimistic person. But one thing I'm not optimistic about is that things are going to go back to the way they were pre-COVID. I think we're going to see a whole new world. And I think a lot of people are realizing that. I think a lot of people are realizing masks aren't going away. I think people are realizing we're going to have inflation. Things are going to get more expensive. I think they realize that there's going to be a lot of separation. It's going to take a while, and maybe people can't see the year or two beyond. And so they start to go back to the past. Remember, when people are depressed and upset or anxious, they want to bring back positive memories. And so commercials are all about that now. Let's bring back, there it is. I mean, let's bring back, some party songs. Let's bring back some, bring comedy. They realize that, the commercials with people wearing masks, yeah, those are nice. But, people want to see what their life is going to look like. And, commercials also don't want to rub salt in the wound, making it look like, you're not going to get to dance, at a party or at a concert anytime soon. So what happens? You see the nostalgia. What's that? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your... The Folgers commercial. The Folgers commercial came back, and I couldn't stop singing it because I love jingles, right? I would always sing commercial jingles. And by the way, which I had said, bring the jingles back. There was some really good music going on, and I was working on my computer, and I looked up. And if it wasn't for me looking up, I wouldn't have seen the brand. I think it was Truly, it was like an alcohol or a beer. A lot of people in marketing are forgetting that people are looking away from TV. So you need songs. You need, but you also need the name of the product in that song. So I hope people are realizing that everybody looks away during a commercial or they fast forward through the commercial. So you got to make sure you have the product visible and audible. So don't be surprised that you're going to see with consumer electronics show, you're going to see maybe with cars, you're going to see more of a nostalgia. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see cars, some look more spaceshipy, but others might look, more like, '57 Chevy or truck or, some of the older sort of, we're going to have, bigger seats, bigger cargo areas. I think people are going to want to grab things from the past, the best of it, and use that for the future. So, for some of us, the nostalgia does depress. There's been some things where it brought back some memories from my past that didn't feel good. So, it's a crapshoot. But I just see nostalgia being a huge, huge focus these days. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away. Oh,
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting President Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Tuesday as one of his last official acts to make sure Americans remember the wall. With 8 days remaining in office, the president set to highlight the completion of more than 450 miles of border fencing and walls along the frontier with Mexico, one of the president's signature promises of his presidency. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Dr. Adams speaking on Fox and Friends, USA Radio News. The FBI is warning of armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News why this release is even being made public.
Well, the predominant reason that the FBI is putting this notice out is it's our way of communicating with local, state, and other federal law enforcement agencies to make them aware of any intelligence that the FBI is receiving and sharing that intelligence to make sure that there's adequate response to the threat.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley should end up on a no-fly list for their actions surrounding last week's assault on the Capitol by supporters of President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Just so pretty, maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's not so bleak.
All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So parents are wondering what is going on with the school front. Vaccines are here. We have a lot of new medicines to treat coronavirus. We are seeing still, thank God, less morbidity and mortality with the pediatric population. Still, COVID can affect kids. There are still unfortunately, severe illnesses that some kids are currently battling. But considering the population spread and who's been the most affected, kids have been luckily more lucky when it comes to COVID. Now, these new strains, unfortunately, seem to be... Sorry, my hair is trapped, so I'm itching a little bit. I felt like it was pulling. So, true that the approach to reopening schools is going to be challenging, because if we aren't as concerned about the kids getting COVID, you have to also think about the teachers. And, you know, the teachers, you know, want to be safe. And you can't teach a bunch of kids if the teachers have COVID or the teachers get exposed or they have to be, you know, in isolation or quarantine. And so, you know, states and school districts are now grappling with what is their next move with kids in school. From what I'm seeing in many different school districts, parents are ready. The teachers are ready. But the unions, the teacher unions, want to make sure that there's enough safety measures in place. And if there isn't enough safety measures in place or money to make those safety measures happen, we're not sending the teachers back. Now, not all teachers are ready. A lot of teachers are like, I think I'd rather still do virtual. Some teachers may never come back. You know, they're just very, you know, they have an older mom or dad they're taking care of. They're worried about COVID. But I think a lot of teachers want to come back. So I think we're on the verge of getting our schools reopened. Well, California has said that, students, if they want to come back to campus, they're going to have to get the COVID vaccine. So if the kids want to go back to school, they have to be COVID vaccinated. Now, I'm seeing all across the internet, woohoo, everybody's all excited. Yay, the kids are going to get the COVID vaccine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. My only question is when is all this supposed to happen? Are they talking about the summer? I mean, we need our kids back in school now. Are they talking about now? I know some other school districts are thinking the same thing. You know, well, if, you know, we have we require vaccinations for MMR, require vaccinations for varicella, hepatitis, we're going to require COVID vaccination. We're going to require pediatric proof of COVID vaccination. So when does that happen? We were told a few weeks ago that kids aren't even going to get to even look at the needles until next fall. Because, you know, the rollout has to get all the adults and the older individuals, you know, vaccinated. So do we, to open up the schools, have kids get bumped up in line? Now, you know, it all depends on what our goal is. If our goal is to get the economy back again, we need the kids in school. I mean, I don't know about you guys in your neck of the woods, but in our neck of the woods, a lot of our businesses were closing down before the governor got involved and shut things down because the school's closed. Kids are coming back home. Parents are calling their bosses going, look, I can't come in because my kid's home. My kid's not at school. So a lot of employers lost staff because the kids were home. And so if you don't have staff able to come in, you couldn't keep your business open. Well, over the last 10, 11 months, employers learned to adapt. Okay, well, fine. If you have to be home with the kids, you could do virtual. Or figure out some sort of babysitting regimen where, you know, a couple employees, if somebody's going to be, you know, off that day, they watch the kids. And then, you know, for you, for some reason, there's been people that have been able to make it happen. I don't know how you guys have made it happen. I had to bring my kids to work years ago. I had a little room in my office. If my kids couldn't be in daycare, which was expensive, I had my kids at the office with me. I mean, daycare is rough. So if we really want to get the economy back and things moving again, schools are a huge part of it. If we want our kids to learn something, if we want our kids to grow, if we want our kids to, you know, be kids still before they lose their youth, they got to get back in school. But on the flip side, if you're going to mandatorily order mandatory vaccinations, how do you do that when we don't have enough supply right now. Do we bump the older individuals? The CDC has now recommended over 65. Those over 65 can start getting vaccinated. In Nevada, we just barely brought the number down to 70. Now, mind you, in Nevada, we have a lot of older individuals. The Sun Belt states and, you know, those of us in the Southwest United States, we have a lot of, you know, not only snowbirds, but we have a lot of retirees. So we probably have a higher population of older individuals than maybe other states. So for us, it might go a little slower. But do we, you know, that's the question. You know, if we have people that are in the hospitals dying, should they get the vaccine first before kids? That was the plan. The plan was, let's get everybody who needs it vaccinated. Then because it was a two-shot dose, it was very sluggish because they had to hold that dose. That's pretty regimented to have to give two shots within 21 days. Bless Pfizer for coming up with the vaccine and doing it in lightning speed. We are very, very grateful to Pfizer. But it wasn't the most practical sort of vaccine because two shots in 21 days, that's kind of rough to do. Because you have to hope that those people are going to come back in that 21 days. Then all of a sudden the rules change going, you know what, you can wait 6 weeks. You know, there's no real maximum on when to get that next shot. And now the government is thinking about just releasing all the extra doses they have just to get everybody, as many people vaccinated as possible. So I don't really see California vaccinating the students anytime soon. But then the next topic comes. I have been asking for years for there to be a more robust flu shot approach. But I stopped short of mandatory because I understand a lot of people have, you know, claimed side effects to it and they don't feel comfortable with it. So, you know, forcing a flu shot on somebody, I don't think is constitutional. But I would have loved to see, especially with how deadly flu season is, I would have loved to see, you know, the flu shot be a little bit more popular than it's been. Half the country will get the flu shot. Well, we're seeing that same popularity with the COVID shot. Half the country has no intention of getting the COVID shot, maybe even more. The COVID vaccine, well, if you're going to make it mandatory for kids in school, you have a lot of convincing to parents now, all right? You know, parents were scared to death of polio. Anybody whose grandparent was alive and told them what would happen to their friends with polio, everybody's a believer. They're like, you know what? I'm on it. I'm going to get the polio vaccine. We had a family member die of tetanus. You don't have to tell me twice. Give me the tetanus shot. My mom had the mumps, measles, things like that growing up. I don't want that either. You're going to give me the shots, give me the shots. So we were all vaccinated. But then comes the COVID vaccine, and you don't have that much excitement in the younger population. A lot of the younger ones, like the adolescents and the teenagers, are like, you know what, let me just get COVID, like the chicken pox. I really don't want another shot. Others are like, fine, whatever my mom tells me. But, you know, kids are pretty, oh, what's the word for it? Rambunctious. They like to rebut, rebuke. They like to rebel. They're very rebellious. And so, you know, do we see any, you know, the kids, the college students, everybody rolling up their sleeves and coming back in 3 weeks? I can't get my teenagers to turn in their paper. How am I going to get them to come back for their second shot? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So has anybody been to the dentist since coronavirus? I have.
I have to go to the dentist, okay? I can't ignore my teeth. I've been very, very fortunate to have very few cavities, but I still have some cavities because of the Cocoa Krispies and the Count Chocula and the Boo Berry I would eat as a kid, you know, and I didn't want to brush my teeth because I was like, Mom, but I could still taste it, like, you know, in school. So I want to keep, you know, whatever's still in my teeth so that I could taste it later. And unfortunately, you know, I ended up getting a cavity every now and then. So I don't have a lot. I'm very, very fortunate, and I've had some, you know, great, great dental care. But I've gone for at least one cleaning and one, what's it called when you have the amalgam that fell out? Filling. Filling replaced. All right. That's a lot of going to the dentist. Unfortunately, many of you are still waiting for COVID to end, still waiting for the pandemic. Are you really waiting for the pandemic, or are you trying to use that as an excuse? I do telemedicine, and I'm expecting the chest pains and the pink eyes and the abdominal pain and the epididymitis and all the other things that call in. I got to tell you, every day, I am getting some sort of a dental abscess, cracked tooth patient, jaw pain, and I ask them, when was the last time you saw a dentist? Oh, I'm waiting for COVID to end. Why? No, I don't know if it's safe going to the dentist. It's a lot safer going to the dentist, I believe, than even more doctor's offices. I feel safer walking into a dentist's office than I do a doctor's office. Why? Well, one is dental offices aren't as busy, all right, overrun. And a lot of people going to dental offices aren't going there for sick visits. They're going there for the cleanings, et cetera. So you're not having somebody hopefully coughing. And I get that COVID can be spread asymptomatically. But it's not, people would rather go to an urgent care than go to a dentist. And mind you, if you don't get your teeth fixed, you're going to end up in an urgent care. Because somebody's going to have to drain the abscess if you can't get in with your dentist. So, you know, rethink that. The other thing, too, is many of the dental offices I see, they have bent over backwards, making sure that they are doing everything within the guidelines and per their state dental board. Remember, dentists throughout the United States got really hit hard while all the other medical entities could still be open, even though a lot closed because they didn't have staff that wanted to come back to work and didn't have access to PPE. Dental boards were ready to get out there. They were ready to get back. And many dental boards were like, nah, we're going to wait. Well, why? Well, because there's the myth that the dental patient can spew more COVID than other patients, and the dental facility could be at higher risk for COVID spread because of aerosol. Well, yes, there are some sort of suctioning procedures done, but I've seen that in urgent cares and ERs. When you have to suction people's noses or secretions, there's suctioning going on all the time. So, you know, are dental facilities any worse? Well, mind you, for those who work with somebody, I believe for the employee, for the dental physician, for the hygienist, they might be more at risk for exposure. Not so much patients next to each other, but it's those that are working with you and having to be there. So you're like, you know, and I mean, I don't know why we say you know, now the dentists don't tell you to say right? The ENTs do. And us family doctors will be like, all right, you know, say ah, you know, when we look in the back of your throat. If you don't tell them to say ah, that's a no-no. I used to yell at medical students for that because when you say ah, you kind of can raise the structures when you say ah, and you need to see the back of the tongue. So you have to say ah. You got to get the tongue depressor, or the ah stick back there. But with dentistry, they don't tell you to say ah. They say open wide, then bite. Open and bite. You know, they need to see your bite. They need to evaluate your gum. They need to evaluate the teeth. And they do all that. But they are in your mouth for a long time. I chew half a pack of gum before I go to the dentist. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I want my breath smelling good. They all wear masks anyway. But the last thing I want is to think that my dentist is going to be in there. Oh, and I brush my teeth really good. Because I don't want them to see the Oreo cookies or the pieces of steak I might have eaten or the vermicelli. So, yeah, I'm pretty rigorous with my
my dental hygiene right before I'm going to a dentist. But the dentist and the hygienist could be at risk because they can't get away from your face. So interestingly, New York Cornell University has come up with a hood that dental patients could wear. Now, this could be very expensive. Already, the dentistry profession has had to spend buku bucks with all the PPE and changes and limiting amounts of patients coming in. But if they have to throw this onto the mix, this could be expensive. But I got to tell you, it is kind of a cool contraption. So basically, developed by experts at Cornell, it's a disposable transparent helmet that is connected to a pump, that can allow reverse flow of air. So rather than the air going to the doctor, going to the hygienist, going to the assistant, it will get sucked out. So this reverse flow, we use a lot in the hospital when we have patients like with TB, things like that. We put them in a room that could hopefully have that reverse flow air. But this would be an actual helmet. Now, how much would something like this cost? I don't know. I wish I could show you guys a picture. I'll write something up and put it on my Facebook or Twitter. But basically, it has an opening to allow access to the mouth. Now, mind you, the average dentist will do a head and neck exam, you know, but if all they need to do is, you know, just work now in the mouth, you could have this helmet on. It opens up the mouth, but there's going to be suction that causes the airflow to get up and out of the helmet. Now, I don't know how comfortable the average dentist is going to be with something like this because sometimes, with your technique, you know, you don't need an extra inch or two causing you to change the way your hands are. Like, you know, if I'm ever doing minor surgery, I sometimes need to rest my hand on the patient or I need to, you know, or I'll have to, you know, I need to be able to move around. I don't know if the average dentist would be comfortable with a contraption and them having to work around because, you know, they've already know how to pivot their wrists. I don't want them getting carpal tunnel with something like this. But I do like the fact that researchers are thinking about the health, you know, of dentists and hygienists. There's been a lot of hesitancy for people in the dental field coming back because they have to be next to one person so close. I just don't know if these helmets are, worth it. But to answer one of our listeners' questions, I think it's much safer to go to the dentist than to not go to the dentist and let whatever happening is brew cause more tooth decay, cause more destruction of your gum and your jaw. I am sick and tired of people putting off their dental care and then trying to use a family doctor or an internist to care for them when that isn't our specialty. I wish I learned more dentistry. I ask my friends all the time, I go, can you teach me more? Yeah, you know, and it's just we didn't get a lot of dentistry. I think I got maybe 2 hours of teeth in all of my medical training. You need more than that. You know, so for those of you that are long overdue, contact your dentist's office. Right, talk to them about the measures they have taken. And I get everybody scared, but we're going into month 12 now of COVID. You can't let something continue to brew. It just doesn't make sense, and it puts you more at risk. So nothing is going to be 100% safe. And that's the other thing, too. If, you know, you are very easily going, you know, grocery shopping and hanging out with friends and partying on New Year's, really, you're afraid of going to the dentist? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.